So why is Big Fatty a whore? I'm sorry. Why is Big Fatty a whore?
Yes. I'm glad that you waited at least 12 minutes because you don't want to give away the whole Big Fatty whore thing too early.
That's right. You know, we can keep milking it. We can keep going. And so that way he'll have to listen to the entire show. So let's just move on to the next item and then we'll come back to why Big Fatty is a whore. This is what they call foreshadowing, I think, in the business.
Do you want to go back to the t-shirts or do you want to go back to something new?
I think we should go forward to something new.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
So let's just move on to the next item, and then we'll come back to why Big Fatty is a whore.
Yes, well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4046 of the BFO for Wednesday the 9th of August, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day. We're gonna do voice letters, I promise. And Big Fatty, I'll tell them why you're a whore, Big Fatty.
How the hell you doing, Big Fatty?
Good morning, you whore.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Yeah, whatever.
And a cheery good morning to you. Exodus, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you Exodus, because y'all, this is Big Fatty's exiting of the birth canal, celebration of exiting the birth canal this week. Yes, Big Fatty, that's why you're a whore. Well, speaking of whores, y'all, wishing Big Fatty a good morning was, what am I trying to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. That was at Holly from over there at Enormous. Yes, Big Fatty, we know he's a whore. And y'all, that was my Northeast straight daddy. And yes, Big Fatty, he called you a whore. And finally, it was Dolores and Cricket from over there at the old Stink Pot show. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Speaking of whores, that goes without saying about Cricket. Yeah, y'all, I was gonna put Dr. Stone's good morning, Big Fatty, in the opening, but y'all, he hadn't done one. Big Fatty, so y'all, if you want to give Big Fatty a little gift for his celebration of exiting the birth canal, good morning.
For Mr. Moose and Mr. Green Jeans too, and jolly old Captain Kangaroo, I'm asking you to stay in the train.
See y'all today, the 9th of August, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I have met this person many, 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 many times. Yes, Big Fatty, and never again. Well, I hope that's not the case. But y'all met him at Pride 48. Y'all met him at my first time I met him was at my meet and greet out there in the Palm Springs many, many moons ago. And y'all, he's come and visited the villa, stayed here, and been to the G'days, and y'all, this past summer, we were on the Atlantis cruise of a lifetime, and you know that's when he shared a stateroom with Granny. And as soon as the cruise was over, yes, Big Fatty, never again. And y'all he's done the barbecue tour of the South. Yes, Big Fatty, that's where he didn't remember he sat by Daniel Bieber. It's true. But y'all, one of the nicest, one of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Miss West. Big Fatty, he doesn't go by that anymore. Oh, that's right. The one and only Dr. Stone. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Old Press. We love Old Press. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Old Press on the Twix, you know, that's the Twitter and the X, the Twix, or the Face Space, or the Woolly Mammoth, or the Spools, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big ol' piece of cake. Or, you know, if he doesn't get cake, I hope he gets a shit-faced drunk. Big Fatty, I think there's probably a better chance of that happening. Oh, well, you know, he does enjoy an adult beverage. Happy music, we do indeed. And Doc Stone will be in the spirits. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, I had young Nicholas stop by. I was getting new patio, veranda furniture, and I asked him if he'd like to have it, and that was a couple of weeks ago. And on Monday afternoon, I said, do you still want this furniture? Because Yali hadn't come to get it. And he said, yes, I'll stop by after work today and get it. So, y'all, he stopped by. We had a nice little visit. Y'all, he did the head shave for me. And we got the two big chairs and the cushions into his car. But, y'all, the glider isn't going to fit in there, so he's going to have to get somebody to help him that has a truck. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Maybe Trucker Alex. Well, it could be. let's see. And, y'all, while he was visiting, the NEP stopped by, and he's... He was all kind of I won't say poopy, but he was just kind of, well, everybody's gonna be out of town this weekend at the horror, and I'm gonna be here all by myself, and my sister wants to know, you know that's Flo. That's Flo. Flo wants to know if I want to come down to Flo Rida and work in her yard, and you know the NEP doesn't want to work, period. anyway. He was, woe is me and yeah. Yes, Big Fatty, is just like Eeyore. It's true. Anyway, we had a nice little visit, and I watched the sports ball game. The Hatlanta Braves got the ass beat. It wasn't a bad game, though. They were playing the Phillies. That's up there in the Penis Slivania. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Daddy Ron sent us a gas report. $3.99 a gallon. Well, you know, gotta top everybody else. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Daddy Ron, big old top. As I was getting ready for bed, y'all, they were saying that there was going to be a strong line of thunder boomers coming through, and y'all, the wind was picking up and the rain started, and y'all, I slept like a baby, I'm telling you. But y'all, I woke up at 5 a.m. in the morning, and for no apparent reason, and rolled back over, and y'all, next thing I know, my Apple clock is saying, Big Fatty, it's time to take your stay alive pills, awaken, awaken, And so, y'all, I got up. Of course, Miss Gail King waits for no one. And sure enough, she did not wait on me. But anyway, y'all had my morning routine, had the coffee, did the puzzles, read the paper, and then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, I just did an hour in Fat Acres because y'all, about 10 a.m. in the morning, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, it was my muscly gentleman caller. He was downtown. He had a doctor's appointment, and you know, before heading back to work, y'all just stopped by for some special chaya time. Y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And when he left, y'all, I ate a little cheese toast and some bacon. And y'all, I had some Greek yogurt. And y'all, my stomach is just kind of so I'm having some of that hot ginger drink that guest Chad recommended to me. In fact, one moment, please. Ah, Big Fatty, that's a quick sip. It was. y'all, and my stomach's kind of, but I'm going to enjoy this ginger beverage. Yes, Big Fatty, Hendrick enjoys a ginger beverage to Big Fatty. In fact, Hendrick sent me a vulgar, just a vulgar, Big Fatty, your front door is unlocked and your back door. Well, that's because you had a gentleman. Never mind. We'll just leave it at that. What was I saying? I moved my new porch furniture out, cleaned the porch, whack'em the carpet and everything. I had to finish putting the last big piece together once I got it out there. And y'all, it looks lovely. Just lovely. I'm very happy with it. And that's on the list, or not on the list anymore. Y'all, also, my camera in the back is working just fine. And I had to charge my one camera, and so I got it back into place, and it's working properly. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Yes? Hi.
Big Fatty, it's me.
Hi.
It's Uncle John.
Hi, Eddie.
Oh, here with Cromarty. We've got some news.
Oh, what's the news?
Well, it's gossip.
Gossip?
Yeti, Uncle John, it's gossip. We don't know it's true.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's about...
Well?
It's about Mr. Yeti.
Who?
Yeah. Apparently...
Uh-huh.
He's got... a gentleman caller coming to visit.
Oh, I had one.
I still don't know that we know this is true.
Oh, probably.
He's coming on a plane.
A plane?
He's coming on the plane? No.
Leaving?
On
a jet plane?
He's a 30-year-old gentleman caller.
30? Rocking the cradle.
He's marked it on the calendar.
Oh, marked it on the calendar.
Marking calendar?
Marking calendar.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Oh, yes.
Seems like this don't often happen.
No.
Well, I know, but I heard there was a 26-year-old gentleman caller, only he wasn't calling.
Oh!
Well, he was calling on the phone, but he wasn't calling in person.
Oh!
At least not yet.
Well, not yet.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe there's more than one.
Well, good luck.
Maybe, I suppose.
Oh, you love a stable.
Big Fatty has more than one gentleman caller at a time.
Yes! I mean, yes!
Well, anyway, we don't need to go there.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Well, it's just, you know.
Yes!
He's a bit boring, that.
Yes!
That Shoyet, isn't he?
Yes!
But that's not a very nice thing to say. What do you think, Big Fatty?
Oh, I think
it's very nice.
It's very
happening.
No!
It's happening.
Oh, well, I think it's lovely.
All this gossip.
Does he have a special chair?
Well, where is he anyway?
Oh, I don't know.
Who?
Are you talking to me?
Where is Paul?
Who?
I think he's on the YouTube.
Who? YouTube?
On his Mr. Shayeti account.
Oh!
In case anyone wants to watch.
I don't know what that is.
What's he doing on the YouTube?
Oh, I bet he's touching.
He's put a load of podcasts
on touching
the YouTube,
himself inappropriately.
That's what all the kids are doing.
Oh,
I don't understand it.
All the kids are doing, yes!
On a visual site.
Yes!
But apparently, that's what the kids want.
I don't.
Well, he's meeting a demand.
Oh,
then,
no, there's no demand.
Yes, you could say so.
Plenty of supply.
Well, maybe that's what he's doing with the gentleman caller.
Absolutely no demand.
Oh, dear.
Big Fatty. Yes?
Big Uncle John's dreadful.
Oh, yes.
He's been doing, like, launching his podcast.
Oh, like that.
Like, and doing a little video, and doing behind-the-scenes video.
I hope he's better than
he's
that.
He's showing his face on the YouTube.
Oh, I hope it's better than that.
He used to do that all the time.
That movie on
the
Mets.
Maybe that's how he gets his gentleman caller.
Oh, no.
From his YouTube video.
No, probably not. I doubt
thought
it.
So.
I
but
know.
Who knows, eh? Who knows?
There's no accounting for taste.
Yeti, Uncle John.
Yes.
Just because you don't have any gentleman callers.
Oh, Yeti.
You don't know that.
You don't know him.
All right, but you don't want to tell us.
No.
No, it's private.
He doesn't kiss and tell.
I know, you're quite happy when it's gossip about somebody else.
Oh, yes. Oh, dear.
Sorry, Big Fatty. You caught us in the middle of an argument.
Oh, I love an argument.
Say hi to Poodle for me.
Hi.
Yes, I'm sure Paul will say hi soon, too.
Hi.
If he can get away from the YouTube.
Oh, no, he's...
Or the gentleman callers. The gentleman callers, if that's even happening.
Don't take the call.
We'll have to wait and see, won't we? Maybe they'll show up on his podcast.
Oh, well.
Maybe.
No.
All right. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Bye now. Boy.
Bye. Y'all, that, of course, is Yeti, Uncle John, and Cromedy. And, well, anyway, I guess the Shy Yeti is enjoying a little Bobo honking or some Humpity Bumpity or a Big Fatty or maybe I don't know, maybe they're sharing some spotted dick. Big Fatty, that is... Oh, dear Gussie. Anyway, well, congratulations, Shy Yeti. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely... Just a lovely hump day, and y'all, it's dangerous out there in these temperatures, so please be careful out there, because, you know, Big Fatty needs as many listeners as he can get. Big Fatty, they've all unsubscribed, just like that Boston Josh. Anyway, you just never know about these things. So, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, did you recognize that little show? Y'all, that was the rebirth of the Live It Up, a little show with Daniel Biba and Dr. Stone. And Daniel Biba, let's talk more about Big Fatty.
So let's just move on to the next item, and then we'll come back to why Big Fatty is a whore.
Oh, well, he's a whore because he's got that Amazon wish list, and you can go to it via the www.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.